If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
More cruise cancellations.
I wanted to be the one that says, I am so very, very sorry that because the return of guest operations from US ports has yet to be determined, we have had to cancel the May cruises.
Carnival's brand ambassador, John Heald there. Carnival Cruise Line has canceled all sailings through May 31st of 21. This round of cancellations also includes the inaugural voyage of the line's newest ship, Mardi Gras, which has been pushed into early June now. The news comes on the heels of Norwegian Cruise Line, who also canceled sailings through May. And on the topic of canceled cruises, Holland America and Princess have suspended all 2021 sailings that start or end in Canadian ports. This includes a number of Alaska, Canada, and New England, and Pacific coastal voyages. Book guests on impacted voyages can either choose to have their sailing moved to next year, receive a future cruise credit, or get a full refund. As a glimmer of hope, both lines still have some 2021 Alaska and Canada sailings on the books. The lines continue to talk to U.S. and Canadian government officials in hopes to preserve those sailings. And finally, Royal Caribbean has announced its lineup of short Caribbean cruises for the 22-23 season. 8 ships will depart from Florida and Texas, sailing a variety of 3 to 5 night itineraries. The new lineup includes all 3 Freedom-class cruise ships homeported in Florida for the first time. Popular stops will include the cruise line's private island Perfect Day at Coco Cay, as well as Cozumel, Nassau, and Costa Maya. And cruise line stocks were all up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation at 27.02, up 2%. Royal Caribbean, 96.55, up 7.2%. And Norwegian, up 9.1% to 31.24. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.